Part 1. What is your major?
I major in social science. Well, I learned about the role of social media and similar stuff in our society, and I started to rethink our social lives. I think it is a very interesting field.
Do you like your major?
Yes, I do like my major. A lot of people say it is useless, but I don't agree. Social science gives me a chance to meet a lot of inspiring people. I wouldn't change this chance for anything else.
Do you prefer to study in the mornings or in the afternoons?
I prefer to study in the afternoons. When I was in high school, I usually got very sleepy in the mornings, and I could only focus better in the afternoons. So, I decided to be more efficient in the afternoons.
How do you usually spend your day when you're studying?
I usually divide my day into several sections. That is, 2 hours for studying, then half an hour for relaxing. This pattern really keeps me energetic.
Do you find it easy to organize your study time?
Yes, it is easy for me to organize my study time. I like to plan things beforehand. I only need to stick to the plans. It's not difficult.
Who helps you most in your studies?
My professors help me the most. They teach me new knowledge. They also give me new tasks to challenge myself. I really appreciate their help in my studies.
Are you looking forward to working?
Yes, I am looking forward to working. Now my parents pay everything for me, so I really want to make some money by myself. I also think working is interesting. I can meet more mature people in a workplace.
What kind of job do you do?
I work as a programmer at an internet company. I write codes and work with my colleagues to develop applications. I am happy to see people enjoying our applications.
Why did you choose to do that type of work?
This is my dream job. When I was in college, I dreamed of working with top programmers in internet companies. So I am happy now because my dream has come true.
How do you usually spend your day at work?
I usually divide my day into several sections. That is, 2 hours for working, then half an hour for discussion with my colleagues and other stuff. This pattern really keeps me energetic.
Do you find it easy to organize your time at work?
Well, you've got me. Sometimes it is difficult to organize my time perfectly. When I am working, it is hard to predict what will happen next. That may block my plan.
Who helps you most in your work?
My mentor helps me the most. When I first came to this company, she really helped me to become familiar with the environment. I really appreciate her generous help.
Do you miss being a student?
Sometimes. I had plenty of time to read, to travel, and to relax when I was a student. But now, I am always busy with my job. So, I really miss those days occasionally.
What is your hometown like?
My hometown is Beijing, and it is a big metropolitan city. The seasons here are attractive, too. The flowers in the spring, the grass in summer, the leaves in autumn, and the snow in winter. It is a perfect combination of modernity and nature.
How long have you been living there?
I have been living here my whole life. Beijing is changing these years, and I am happy to see the changes. A lot of different people come and meet here. I think it brings new vibes to the city.
Do you like your hometown?
Yes, I do like my hometown. I grew up here and I had a lot of productive time here. Today, my life here is really convenient. I am looking forward to seeing new changes in the city.
Did you learn about the history of your hometown when you were at school?
Yes, I learned a lot. When I was in primary school, I learned about the profound history of Beijing. It is the capital of China, and there are plenty of attractive things for us to learn about.
What is your hometown famous for today?
Beijing is famous for the Winter Olympics in 2022. The Summer Olympics were also held in Beijing in 2008, so this is the second time. I am really proud of my hometown, and I hope it will become better in the future.
Do you like the area that you live in?
Yes, I pretty much like the area. Life here is convenient. There are several big shopping malls. There are also libraries here, so I can spend some good time with my friends and family. What are some changes in the area recently? Well, there are many changes. Some old buildings were removed, and a new library was built. The government also opened some new public parks. I enjoy walking there in the evenings.
Do you know any famous people in your area?
I actually don't know any famous people here. I don't really pay attention to this kind of stuff, but I think I'd love to meet some famous people in the future.
Do you think your area is a good place for children to grow up in?
Yes, I think this is a good place for children because there are libraries, bookstores, and playgrounds. There are plenty of places for them to study and do exercise. Children need to be strong, both mentally and physically.
How often do you look at yourself in a mirror?
I look at myself in the mirror every day. When I tidy myself in the morning, I look into the mirror, and I want to look tidy and neat, so mirrors are important in my daily life.
Have you ever bought a mirror?
Yes, in fact. I just bought one several days ago. I accidentally broke the old one, so I bought a new one online. Compared to the mirror application on my phone, I prefer a real one in my bag.
Would you buy clothes without checking yourself in a mirror first?
Definitely not. I need to look good in the clothes I buy, so I will definitely check myself in a mirror first. I am really self-conscious about my appearance, so this is important for me.
Do you think mirrors are a good way to decorate a room?
No, I don't think mirrors are a good way to decorate a room. Compared to paintings, mirrors are a little boring. Compared to photos, mirrors tell little about our lives, so I prefer paintings and photos to decorate rooms.
How often do you take photos?
I take many photos. I like to use photos to document my life, so I usually take photos of my friends, my family, and people around me. It is interesting to look at these photos later.
Do you like taking photos of yourself?
Actually, I don't like taking photos of myself. I'm not a very confident person, so I get shy when I take photos of myself. I prefer taking photos of others, or for others.
Do you have a favorite family photo?
Yes, I do have a favorite family photo. It was taken at my university graduation ceremony. Everyone was smiling happily in the photo. It reminds me of the happy days.
Would you like to learn how to take better photos?
Yes, I'd like to learn how to take better photos. Some people say it is impossible to have great pictures without professional cameras. But I think the equipment does not really matter. I want to take better photos just with my phone.
Did you enjoy traveling by car when you were a child?
Yes, I loved it. When I was just 10 years old, I traveled a lot by car, to the countryside, to the riverside, and even to another province. I really miss those days.
Would you generally prefer to be a driver or a passenger in a car?
If I have to choose, I'd say passenger. Being a passenger is much more relaxing than being a driver. You don't have to focus on the direction. You don't have to pay attention to the speed limit.
How important is the color of a car to you?
Very important, I guess. I like black. A lot of people say black is a noble color, and I agree. If my car is black, it makes me look noble too. And that's great.
What type of car would you most like to have in the future?
Actually, I don't know the types or the brands of any cars. For me, my car should be easy to drive, of course, and it should be black. And finally, it should be sturdy. I don't want to spend a lot of money on the repairs.
What kinds of websites do you use most often?
I use social media platforms a lot. I like to keep in touch with my friends on social media, so we follow each other on different platforms. It is really convenient.
Do you prefer to get information from websites or books?
I prefer to get information from books because compared to books, there is too much information on websites every day. Also, it is difficult to tell the real news from the fake. So I think books are better for me to get information.
Does your favorite website look the same now as when you first used it?
Not at all. My favorite website is a social media platform, and the homepage keeps changing a lot. I think the designers are revising the pages to make them more convenient and attractive.
Which is more important to you, what a website looks like or how easy it is to use?
Well, you've got me. Personally, I think it's important that a website is easy to use. I need to know new information, so it is important that I can find it easily. I do not like tricky web designs.
What are the best things to buy at street markets in your country?
I think food is the best thing to buy at street markets in China. When I was in high school, I used to buy different foods on my way home. They were so good and really made my days.
When was the last time you went to a street market?
Actually, I went to a street market last weekend. Compared to foods at restaurants, foods at street markets have really different flavors. It reminds me of my life in high school, and I really miss it.
Do you like going to street markets when you're on holiday?
Yes, I like going to street markets when I'm on holiday. Street markets sell different things in different countries, and I love the varieties. This is a really easy way to learn about another country's culture.
Which do you prefer, shopping at a street market or shopping at a shopping center?
I prefer shopping at a shopping center. Compared to street markets, shopping centers usually have all kinds of products I need. That is more convenient.
Do you enjoy watching sports on TV?
Yes, I do enjoy watching sports on TV. A lot of people say that you need to go out to watch real sports, but I think watching sports on TV is enough for me. I can always have a taste of the competitive environment through TV.
Have you ever been to watch a live sports event?
Yes, I have been to live sports events. When I was in junior high, my mother took me to the Bird's Nest in Beijing to watch a football game. It was the first time for me and was really impressive.
Is there a sports event you might like to watch in the future?
Yes, I want to watch skiing competitions in the future. Compared to other sports, I think skiing is more elegant. I am looking forward to the opportunity.
Do you think it's more enjoyable to watch a sport alone or with other people?
I think it is more enjoyable to watch sports with other people because I want to share the details with my friends when I am watching it. I really like talking and getting excited with my friends.
Did you learn to draw or paint when you were younger?
Yes, I learned to draw when I was in primary school. My mother used to take me to art school during the weekend. I'm not very good at drawing, but nowadays I still draw a lot.
Have you ever visited an art gallery?
Yes, I have visited a lot of art galleries. My mother likes art a lot, so I used to go to galleries with her when I was a kid. She told me a lot about how to appreciate paintings. I really miss those days.
Do you like looking at drawings or paintings?
Yes, I like looking at drawings and paintings. Compared to sculptures, drawings and paintings are easier for me to understand. Also, I like how great painters use colors in their works. Those are really impressive.
Would you like to learn more about art in the future?
Yes, I'd like to learn more about art in the future because I'm interested in Chinese art. It is so different from Western art. There's so much for me to learn.
What kind of lost things have you found in a public place?
I have found a student ID card in a public place. Compared to bigger things like bags, people tend to leave small things behind.
What would you do if you found something valuable? For example, a phone.
If I found something valuable like a phone, I would give it to the police station. Actually, this is exactly what I did last time when I found a phone. The policeman helped me to find its owner, and he was really grateful.
Have you ever lost something which was found by a stranger?
Yes. I once lost my student ID card. I was really anxious until a stranger found it and returned it to me. I really learned my lesson. Now I will try to keep all my things in a safe place.
Would you ever ask for help on social media to find something you'd lost?
Yes, I think I would use social media in this case because you can get connected with a lot of people there. Some of them may be able to help me to find my stuff.
Is email popular with everyone in your country?
No, I don't think email is popular here in China. Compared to WeChat, email seems to be too formal, so we don't use it a lot.
Do you send a lot of emails?
Yes, I send a lot of emails. I usually send emails to contact my professors. Emails are friendly for long messages. That's better than WeChat.
Do you prefer to email people or speak to them on the phone?
I prefer to email people. Compared to phones, we can get more detailed information via emails. This is very important for working and studying.
Do you think people will use email more or less in the future?
I think people will use email less in the future because technology is developing so fast. We cannot predict what the next communication method will be. It may take the place of emails in the future.
What do you usually do in the morning?
I usually read books in the mornings. Compared to morning exercise, reading refreshes me better. It's like a warm-up for the whole day.
Do you prefer to go to bed early or late?
I prefer to go to bed early. Last year, I used to watch TikTok videos before turning in, and I got terrible headaches. So this year, I try to sleep early.
Do you like to do the same things every weekend?
No. I like to try different things every weekend. There are so many interesting things for me to do. Skiing, running, playing football. I want to experience more during the weekend.
Is your daily routine going to change in the future?
Well, you've got me. I don't think my daily routine is going to change. I am pretty used to the routine now. It makes me productive, so I think I won't change it.
How often do you remember your dreams after you wake up?
I usually remember my dreams after I wake up. Actually, I usually write my dreams down in my diary, including the specific details. This is a really unique experience.
Do you like hearing about other people's dreams?
Yes, I like hearing about other people's dreams. I think dreams can tell a lot about that person. So when my friends share their dreams with me, I always listen carefully.
Do you think dreams can have special meanings?
Well, I don't think dreams can have special meanings. My dreams are always random and strange. I don't feel that has anything to do with reality.
Would you like to learn more about the subject of dreams?
Yes, I'd like to learn more about the subject of dreams. I mean, dreams are really strange and fascinating at the same time. When I was a kid, I wanted to explore how dreams work. I hope I can learn more about it in the future.
Do you like using a cell phone?
Yes, I do like using my cell phone. Compared to computers, cell phones are easier to carry. I take it everywhere I go. It helps me get in contact with my family and friends.
Do you send many text messages?
Yes, I send text messages a lot through WeChat. I have all my friends and family on WeChat. It seems like WeChat is where we live.
When did you first have a cell phone?
I had my first cell phone when I was in junior high school. My mother bought it for me. I barely used it. I was afraid I was going to break it.
Are there any places where you would not use a cell phone?
There are many places where I would not use my cell phone. For example, I will not use it in the cinemas. It will just distract others. It's annoying.
Did you go to the cinema a lot when you were a child?
No, I did not go to the cinema a lot when I was a child. Cinema tickets were way too expensive for me. But now I go to watch films a lot because I have some spare money.
Do you still like the same movies that you liked when you were a child?
Yes. When I was in primary school, I liked Harry Potter movies a lot.
Now they are still my favorite. The magic world is really fascinating. Do you prefer to go to the cinema with friends or on your own? I prefer to go to the cinema with my friends. I like to share the popcorn with them and talk about the film right after it ends. This helps us to bond. Which is more popular in your country, watching movies at a movie theater or watching movies at home? Well, that's a tough question. I think nowadays watching movies at home is more popular. It is safer, you know, with the COVID-19 situation. And it is cheaper.